I am about to tell you something that may shock you. In the United States, many people gamble online. If you knew that already, then this may shock you. Online gambling is a federal crime. Historically, the regulation of gambling has been left to the states, and currently each state has a variety of gambling prohibitions and exceptions, including casinos, horse racing, video gambling terminals, bingo, and of course, lotteries. However, for the past decade or so, the federal government has taken an interest in the prohibition and prosecution of online gaming. In the early 2000s, the Department of Justice initiated several prosecutions of online gambling sites under the 1961 Wire Act, which makes it illegal to place bets over the wires. During this same period, the U.S. government pressured U.S. credit card companies and PayPal into voluntarily refusing payments to online gambling establishments. However, online gambling sites merely moved their servers out of the country, registered in other jurisdictions, and used NetTeller, a foreign company, to process payments. Beginning in 2006, the U.S. government raised the stakes, first arresting David Carruthers, the CEO of BetOnSports, a legal gambling site in the U.K., on racketeering and fraud charges while he was changing planes in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. In 2007, prosecutors arrested two former officers of NetTeller who were also passing through U.S. jurisdiction. At the same time, Congress passed the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006 as a last-minute amendment to the Safe Ports Act. The UIGEA makes it a crime to accept wagers or bets online or to process those wagers or bets. The act exempts a number of activities, including lucrative state lotteries and fantasy sports. But then the online gambling industry seemed lulled into complacency. Online poker sites continued to do business, accepting wagers from U.S. residents through a series of online intermediaries designed to foil U.S. banks poised to block illegal gambling payments. Mainstream print media advertised these sites, and mainstream television stations aired poker tournaments with players sporting hats and shirts with online gambling logos. Then came Friday, April 15th. Federal prosecutors unsealed 11 indictments naming officers of the three largest foreign-based online gambling sites, PokerStars, Full Tilt Poker, and Absolute Poker. In addition, three U.S. individuals charged with fraudulently processing online payments were arrested. Moreover, the prosecutors got the gambling company's attention by seizing their domain names and freezing their U.S. assets. Defendants were charged not only with violating the UIGEA, but also with bank fraud and money laundering in their attempts to circumvent the act. The prosecution is definitely going all in and forcing the first trial run of the UIGEA. Many fans of online poker want defendants to argue that poker isn't gambling at all because it is a game of skill, not of chance. Interestingly, as the economy has turned, many in Congress have called for the legalization of online gambling, arguing that states could turn to online gaming to bring in much-needed tax revenue. Several states have proposed laws legalizing online gaming as well. Just as necessity is the mother of invention, economic necessity is often the mother of state-legalized gambling. This is Christine Hurt.